All aboard!
You've just punched your ticket to the Disorient Express.
For your safety, please refrain from drinking beverages until the train comes to a complete tangent.
Smiles, everyone! Welcome to Tangent Station. Welcome.
Yeah, wow. Hey, you have a thing on your thing.
My thing on my thing?
What is that?
A guitar pick holder.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
I have the guitar out.
What do we
Willis
got?
Willis and I are going to do a song.
Oh, you want me to sing this?
Yeah, you can do it.
All right, let's do it.
Hold on.
Words like violence break the silence, come crashing in into my little world. Painful to me, pierced through me. Can't you understand, oh my little girl? All I ever wanted, all I ever needed is here in my arms. Words are very unnecessary. They can only do harm.
That's pretty cool. Hey, I like it.
Yeah.
Hey, Mikey. That's good.
The reason I did that is I got my first gig as a solo artist.
Oh.
And I want you and the fellers to come because it's the weekend the girls are away.
What girls' weekend?
13th, May 13th.
Oh, well, my wife's not with them.
Because
it's Mother's Day.
Up?
Yeah, definitely. Where you at?
The next day is Mother's Day. Yeah. Bucks.
Well, fuck, it's Bucks.
Bourbon.
Awesome.
Bourbon, steak night.
Yeah. Oh, I'll let Amy know.
And we could practice this and get you up on stage and do
okay.
it.
Okay. Well,
it's like karaoke with a live guitar.
Do it. Oh, that's good. Yeah.
You want to?
Because I've been practicing new songs for karaoke. Like I did Tough Little Boys by Gary Allen I sang that I was really good at. And I sang, I also did... Elvis Presley's Can't Help Falling in Love. And I was good.
I'm sure you were good, but that song.
Yeah. I tried to do, well, you were there when I sang, though.
Yeah.
I sang them.
You were there when I was Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, you were. And here's the funny thing about that is I am so good at The Devil Went Down to Georgia. I don't know why I couldn't get it done. Because when I sing that, I'm good. Amy's like, do it. And I just messed it up.
That's a high concentration.
Yeah. And it wasn't.
One speed.
And I can't do it when I'm looking at you.
Well, you're supposed to be looking at the lyrics.
That's why
if you know
I don't need
heart.
The lyrics. I
apparently
you notice,
did.
When I did Tough Little Boys, did I ever look at the lyrics?
Well, I don't even know that song, so how would I know?
Did I do Can't Help Falling in Love? No, I don't look at the lyrics.
Correct.
And oh my God, Amy and I doing our new song, too, I thought we did really well with Unforgettable.
Yes, that was the best one.
Yeah, I think so.
Unforgettable.
Well, I mean, Amy and I always do the same one over and over and over, and we wanted to do something different, you know, so.
And it's good to be rehearsed rather than, I don't like getting up there blind.
Yeah.
Which is what I did.
Yeah.
I didn't have anything prepared.
But you just did it because Heather didn't want to hear Barbara Streisand. And
that was part of
that. I love that.
I was going up to sing a song. I think I was going up to, I don't remember actually what song I had in my head because on the way up, I was going to do Barry Manilow. Everyone was talking about Barry Manilow.
Which one? I Write the Songs or Mandy?
I was probably going to do It's a Miracle, Miracle, True Blue Spectacle. That's always been my favorite.
Really?
Yeah. Because I had the Manilow Live album.
Oh.
The double album.
You remember who my first concert was, right?
Manilow and Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond together. Yeah.
What a double bill that was.
Yeah, boy, was it. And I heard Neil Diamond's coming to town. Are we talking about going, or was it Manilow?
It's Manilow. Neil Diamond's retired because of Parkinson's or...
Because his baby's not in blue jeans
ALS.
Anymore.
One of those two. Either one's... brutality.
Yeah, you know what I call ALS? Another little shitty thing.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It's one more disease
we can't
cure.
No. But The Cure is a good band. I'm just saying. Thank you. Actually, you know what's funny is
comedy is.
Yeah.
We're going to try
I'm going to try it tonight. I want to try comedy like I
like
I have
you
no,
know all
I
about
have
it.
No idea.
I'm going to try comedy like I'm good at it.
But I do, later on, I do have a way of telling you, I figured out a way to figure out one of the oldest questions in the world.
What's the oldest, name of the unknown soldier?
No, what comes first, the chicken or the egg?
Okay.
Because I ordered them both from Amazon. I'll let you know which one comes first.
Oh, joke.
Thank you. I don't think so. No, see, I always open up to that one.
Well, I had to hit that because I didn't remember what it was. Like, what's this one?
Oh, okay. But I told Amy that last night, and she groaned.
Yeah, well, then you know it's gold.
Yeah, exactly. If my wife can groan at what I say, which she does anyways, hey, that rhymes.
Yeah.
I try to do it all the time.
Rhyme all the time?
All right.
My friend likes to rhyme all the time.
Shoot.
Wow. So okay. In tune.
A king, you know what? A king and queen walk into a bar. The bartender said, wait, you're not 21.
I get it.
Nope. Say whoop!
You're not 21.
Say whoop!
I'm 18. Thank you.
I'm 18.
Dead life. You okay? What's wrong with your throat?
Did you notice?
Yeah.
Yeah, in the middle of the night I woke up because of sleeping terror. I got on a terrible schedule.
Yeah.
So I got up at 3 a.m. and I was like, wow, my throat hurts. And throwing everything at it I got, which is Sudafed and pop and throat spray. Went back to bed for a while and got up at 2 and clean, run around. And of course, I got a show coming up. Yeah. So got to have a sore throat so I can't practice.
You're probably nervous too. That could be why you didn't sleep.
I'm not yet.
You don't think you are?
I don't normally get nervous because I got nervous at the very first show I ever played.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't like this feeling. I'm not doing it again. And then in high school, I got jealous. My girlfriend made me jealous. And I was like, I don't like this feeling. And I just kind of like took it out of the emotional toolbox.
Really?
And I just...
You don't get jealous?
I don't. And I don't get nervous.
I haven't gotten nervous for a long time.
Well, if I'm facing something where I think I'm going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Like in a car accident or something, that then you get a little nervous. That kind of thing. But as far as getting up on stage and all that business, I don't get up there unless I'm prepared.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't.
That fights the nerves.
Yeah.
The other thing, the jealousy, I draw a hard line. I'm okay. You want to be somewhere else? It'll be like I never existed. I say that all the time. I say, I'm not going to ride my bike past your house. I'm not going to call you and hang up. You know, all those things from the 80s.
Yeah.
And I disappear. And if you hunt down ex-girlfriends, you'll, yeah, he's right. It's like he never existed. If you want to be without me, you're going to be without me. I don't drag shit out. Yeah. I don't like drama. I don't like being jealous.
Yeah. So. I don't either. But every once in a while, even in my marriage after all these years, I still once in a while.
You're jealous?
Yeah, I do. But the difference between now and what it was is now I'm saying, don't be a fool, Willis. I literally say that to myself.
Yeah.
And myself says, Willis, you're right.
Well, I kind of.
Seriously. That's not a yes. Well, yes.
Yes. Well, yes.
I mean, I really do because I have to tell myself, wait, I've been with Amy this long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what shit? Why is she? why am I jealous? I mean, I don't. I mean, I do. Because I'm a guy, and I mean, I don't know. I'm weird that way.
Well,
maybe,
if she were out trying to make you jealous, that's one thing.
But she doesn't. No.
Right. Exactly. I mean, and if I felt someone was doing that to me, I'm like, I think you need to be somewhere else. You know, I'll settle the issue there. I won't, you know, and if it's a trick to get something out of me, I don't like that. Communication is how you get something out of me. Uh-huh. Playing games.
Oh yeah,
does not that gets me to go away because you know.
Well, that's one good thing about marriage is you know, Amy and I don't play games. We always let each other. You know, like
let me cross you off the possible swingers list.
Nope, okay. Not yet. Don't take us off yet. I'm still trying to talk her into it.
Yeah, Mr. Jealousy.
Hey, I wouldn't be jealous because we'd be with somebody that I, you know, it's like, who cares about? No, I'm not saying a
stranger
word.
Danger.
Yes. What was I saying?
You don't want to involve friends with that because then they won't be friends.
I was, you know, you talk about being prepared.
Gray Poupon?
Poupon. Yes. But except
that's a new thing no one can see, but he's chopping lettuce over here.
Chopping broccoli.
Leave me the florets. It's the only kind of.
Oh.
Yep.
Because I was telling you how Friday.
I even let you think and you still
can't.
Don't let me think. It hurts.
But bam.
But I had, when we went to my friend's 50th birthday party on Friday, it was a surprise. I didn't
to
know
you?
I didn't know we were going. No, to him, which was it's good.
Where are we going?
Oh, just yeah. Shut up and come with me.
Yeah.
But no, seriously.
It's a long road trip.
But I mean, it's been friends with
down to Louisville,
almost
right?
30 years. Yeah.
Is this the guy who came up to your
Yes, he came up to our 25th anniversary. Yes. But we saw friends that we haven't seen for a while. And
good, good.
And I talked to her about the podcast and, you know, and
there you go.
You know, people think I'm funny.
She's a super fan. She went and listened to every.
I hope it's her. And if it's not you, then it's somebody else. But all of a sudden, if you look at Virginia, somebody in Virginia, see, yeah. All of a sudden, zero. And then, like, I keep seeing it go up and up. And there's 36.
Leave Virginia alone. Virginia's for lovers. And that's all the quotes I know about.
And I can't come up with anything.
George Washington's from Virginia, so it must be good.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I love George Washington.
Oh, okay.
You don't? You got a political thing against George Washington?
No, I didn't say that. We all know that he really wasn't our first president.
No, he wasn't. No, there were 12 or 13 others, including four or five black
guys, yes.
Yes, I know this. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, we agree. That never happened.
But you can technically say, and this is the argument that most people give, he was the first president of the United States.
Not the Confederate.
Not the colonies.
Colonies.
Yeah.
Whatever
you want to.
So I thought that was really cool. I mean, and I told her, I have to say this right now, don't take this out. Is she does a podcast too. She just started off.
I wouldn't take this out.
And
if you want to drop the name, do it.
I think it's Urban League of Louisville, but it's the Urban League. It's something for Louisville. And I don't remember, and it really pisses me off that I can't remember it.
But did she give you a business card?
No.
Oh, see?
I didn't give her one either, but she still knows my podcast.
Vista Print.
Because we downloaded it to her phone before she left on Friday.
Yeah, see, she made sure.
But
you made sure.
Yeah, but it was the Urban League, and we talked about it, so I'm pretty sure that's right. It's right.
Yes.
So.
And I love their song, Don't You Want Me. Don't
that's
you?
That's Human League.
I know.
But that's a good song.
Yes, it is.
Because I'm only human.
I'm only humid. It's humid today.
Humid, it is. Oh my God.
And I love that song. And I play that on guitar. It's fun to play lots of.
It's fun to sing.
Keyboard chords on a guitar.
Yeah it is. You did pretty good earlier playing the keyboard.
Well, Jeff and I used to do that song a long time ago. Yeah.
Well, you did personal. No, what song do you do now?
Well, we don't do any songs.
What song
now.
Did you do?
Well, we did that one, and we used to do "People Are People."
Yeah, that one. Yeah, you did.
We did some Cure songs.
Yeah,
yeah. They actually transpose well to acoustic guitar. A lot of these.
Michael Martin, you know, plays guitar and he does. He writes.
That's a Martin.
So yeah, that's a. Is it really?
Yeah, it is. I have two Martins, and that's it.
Okay, I have two Martins too.
Well, I have a bass, but that's not a Martin.
I'm all about the bass,
but they make them, so I might have to look at that.
Oh, well, that'd be cool.
They make little tiny ones, like, for my hands.
Yeah.
Sound like the Burger King guy. You missed it.
You're so fidgety today.
I know. I don't know what it is. I guess two episodes. Maybe we're trying to record two episodes today. Like, you know, Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune, they record five a day.
Well, that's just because we didn't put any out last week.
Yes, I didn't put out last week.
No, and Kelly was so upset.
She was?
No.
I was going to say, how would she even know?
Oh, no. So what do you got in your hand there?
Just my notes for what we're doing.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready. All right. So you go ahead and start. I don't know what we're doing. I never know what we're doing.
Okay. We'll do word first.
Word to you. What word? Oh, word.
Our word that we picked that is no longer used.
Oh, I can't really get it if my phone's off. So let's come back to word.
Oh, you mean I got to hit this again? Well, what can you do? I can do my word first.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and we'll talk about that. It's like the Prince of Tides. It's not about princes or tides. Talk amongst yourself. You know who said that?
Yeah,
you know,
no. I had a teacher that said that all the time.
That's from the lady, who, Michael Myers, when he was acting like he was an Italian yenta as compared to a German
Jewish
yenta.
Jewish yenta? Okay.
Jewish yenta, not Italian. And so that was funny, yes.
Okay, my word is...
My word...
My word, flibbertigibbet. See, that's what was supposed to be. Flibbertigibbet. A person who is especially talkative.
Me.
They love to gossip. They're full of whimsy. Can also be silly or scatterbrained.
That would be, I'm a flibbergibbet.
You are.
I'm a what?
You are a flibber to gibbet.
Okay.
Up at top there.
Let me look
under
at
my
that.
Thumb. Flibber to gibbet.
Under my thumb.
Don't read all of it.
Oh. Well, then why'd you give it to me?
Just this. I don't want you to read all the other things I'm doing.
Flibber bidget.
Flibber to gibbet. Flibber bidget. I like that better. You flibber bidget.
You're such a bidget.
That's like Johnny Dangerously, the made up cuss words.
Yeah.
What is it? His mom doesn't want him to cuss or something? The bad guy? Don't hang me on a hook, Johnny. Son of a bastich.
Ward. Okay, here we go.
Fargan ice hole.
Remember a few weeks ago, I told you I had all these words of genius.
I do not.
So you don't look at all these.
Okay.
So I kept getting some and I found a really good one.
And forgot it?
No, it's here somewhere.
I'm going to have a snack while we wait.
Are you going to do that? Yeah, we can hear you.
I know. How about that for some ASMR?
Here's what we try to be.
MR2 pigs.
What are those?
They're on top of the fridge.
Oh, my God. Can you be any louder?
They're on top of the fridge.
Okay.
If you want one.
I might.
I think you can eat this, actually. Maybe.
Okay. This is what I think we do. Mugwup.
Mugwup?
Mugwup. M-U-G. Wup. Hold on. Let's see what it says. I hit. There we go. Oh, I got to turn it up.
Mugwump.
How do you say it?
Mugwump.
Mugwump.
I have no. Okay, anyway, so.
Would you step on something and hurt your mugwump?
I think so. No, this is funny. This is good.
Do it.
A person who remains aloof or independent, especially from party politics. You're a mugwump.
I'm mostly mugwump.
Yeah.
I can fall into a conversation. I don't want to, but.
I have one more.
Rest assured, I hate them all. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm gonna have it say what it is first. Say the word because I don't know how to pronounce it.
Say the word and you'll be free.
Frousty.
Frousty.
Nope.
Frousty.
Frousty.
Frousty the snowman.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. But it's F-R-O-W.
Frousty.
S-T-Y.
Frousty.
Like a frousty. You know how.
What is it?
It means having a stale, warm, or stuffy atmosphere, which is what happens when I fart.
Frosty the ozone.
Yep. Oh, I could practice French.
Why?
I don't know.
Pourquoi?
Aqua. Aqua.
Est-ce que tu prendes? I know very little French from my high school days.
I know French.
Sorry, Miss Lee.
I like fries. I like pancakes. I like crepes.
You're creepy.
Okay. All right. We're back. We didn't go anywhere.
We're front. What do you got for vacation spots? How you want to do?
I'm going to go. I have it written. It's here. Wait.
It is written.
It is
this
written
is the way.
As I am. So I'm going to, you start because
no,
I got to get
no,
it out of my bag.
No. Okay. Vacation spots. I picked Aoshima, Japan.
Japan.
It is known as Cat
See?
Island.
There it is.
I'm telling you.
I hear Cat Island. Oh, what? Really?
Yeah, you know I love cats.
Yeah, I do.
And this is an island.
Of cats.
Yes. They're just everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
What makes it that you like cats? I've always wondered.
What was that mugwump you just said?
Yeah.
That describes a cat. Aloof. They could care less.
About shit.
When they're outside, they can pretty much take care of themselves.
Yeah.
You know.
But you can't.
Everyone likes to do the whole... Well, dogs this, dogs that. They make it a dog versus cat thing, and I like dogs too. But I am not of. I can't take a dog for a walk. Me having a dog would be bad for the dog because of my limitations. But my cat, who I don't have to take for walks, that's the main thing.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Yeah.
Well, and I'm not a big jump on me and lick me. No matter who it is, I don't even care if it's a famous actress, but I don't like the is you're not paying attention.
I'm paying attention. I really am paying attention.
You didn't. That was a softball, and you didn't even swing at it.
Could you repeat the question?
No, please? I could not.
So
these are on top of the fridge.
What are in them? Hold on. I'm gonna read these. Does it have milk or whey?
Dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate should be good.
Very good.
It's made with.
We're talking about a kind. Tell the people what we're talking about.
It's called kind dark chocolate
with
cherry cashew. I might try one of these. Okay. So, favorite vacation spots. I'm going to start here in.
Well, I don't know if they're favorite. They're just places I want to go.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do one that I really want to go to. It's the Denver of the Rockies. Remember I said this? Not only live there, but I like
Denver of the Rockies.
Remember, you know what I said?
I remember.
The Calgary. I would love to visit Calgary and just hang out.
You have a passport, right?
Yep.
up to date. 10 years.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's up to date because we just got it 5 years ago when we went over to England and Germany for our 20th anniversary. So yes.
So 26 almost. I mean 6 years.
Yeah, it's been 26 years of almost a marriage. Poor thing.
Go ahead.
And my wife turns 50 this year.
Uh-oh. You better watch that. People don't like that out there.
Well, she doesn't want me to throw a party, and I'm not going to, because no winky winky.
Did you fart?
I farty warty.
Damn it.
Sorry.
You think you can sneak it. You can't.
I can't. She asked me not to.
I'm asking you not to.
Okay. It's gone. No, it's not. All right. So are we going to do it like a snake? So you want me to do the next one? Okay. I'm going to jump over to the other part of it, Canada. And we've been, I really, really enjoyed the Toronto and like Niagara Falls and stuff. I'd have to say, yeah.
Toronto's not near Niagara Falls.
Oh, yes, it is. I'm talking about that whole thing. You go, it's Buffalo and then you go over. Yeah, pretty much.
It's still Toronto?
Yeah.
That far over?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's Buffalo. And you go over.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's in the United States, yes. And that is where Niagara Falls is.
Yes. But Niagara is also in Canada.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if it's Toronto, but I'm just saying that whole area when we went to there for a vacation.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it's Toronto.
I know where I go is Toronto.
You know, Canada's very large.
Yes.
Okay.
But I do know that we went there and we were there when the Toronto Raptors won the NBA championship game. We were in some Airbnb. And we actually opened up our windows and heard the whole damn city like yelling and screaming.
Yay, basketball. Can't win at hockey anymore.
Well, they're
in the playoffs.
They beat Tampa Bay. No.
Yeah, they did just recently.
Yeah, Toronto Maple Leafs, yes. Which is more than my Avalanche can say, or the Bruins. The two number one teams in the NHL are out.
Out, baby.
Oh my God. Basketball
isn't faring much better either. The Golden Knights are number one on the left side. You're talking about one of the teams is a number one wild card one that beat the Bruins. That's wild card.
But
the Bruins were number one. They're out. Golden Knights are still in.
Yeah, but the Colorado Avalanche were the
number
one. No, number one. They were the number one team in the NHL on the West. Yes, they were. So he's going to look it up.
Well, no, I'm going to do my vacations now. You did too.
Okay, you do too.
So, San Alfonso del Mar, Chile. Reason being is they have the largest pool. It goes right up to the ocean, but it's a pool, 19 acres.
Have you been there?
And it's like 4 feet deep, and there's I think it gets to 11 feet deep, but there's sailboats will go by on it in the pool. 19 acres. I have not been there. No, these are places I want to go.
Okay. Toronto's the only place I've... Okay.
And my next one.
What's your next one? Yes.
The Maldives. Now, there's a lot of places with bungalows on the water.
Yeah.
But I've looked at it, and this is the one I want to go to, and they got the floor in the bungalow, so you can see the sea life during the day. The water's clear. Looks blue from wherever you're at.
Oh, God, I love that. You don't get that very often.
No. Yeah. And so the Maldives, it's calm weather. That's my reason to stay out on the water on the bungalow.
I can see that.
Bam.
So mine is overseas in the Europe area. I know this is going to sound weird, but I really want to go to Poland, to Krakow and all. I really want to visit.
Why is that weird?
I don't know. I just, people always think I'm weird that I want to visit concentration camps. But when I went.
You didn't put that out there yet.
I hadn't finished. But when we went to Frankfurt, Germany,
mm-hmm.
We did that on our 20th anniversary also. And we went into this little, I don't know what you call it, museum or whatever. And so, you know, I had to go in and I put on a yarmulke. I probably not said that right.
Yarmulke?
It's called a yarmulke, actually.
Okay.
Some plus, I guess. I don't know. So, and then I did, and they didn't talk to anybody but me. And then we went around and they gave us.
Are you talking about the Jewish beanie, the yarmulke?
Yeah, something like that. But it's a yarmulke. I think they call it, I don't know.
Maybe
but
they anyway, call it something
so
different.
We went out and we went behind and we went into this little area and they had all these gravestones and piled up because it used to be a graveyard. And it just.
Mass?
It just got me, and Amy knows that I've been anything World War II. I'm fascinated with.
Yeah,
I mean that's not just me being German.
No,
I'm just fascinated with it, and so I really want to go to Krakow, Auschwitz, and all that. But this really till today, I mean, it even today gets me when I look, think about what we did in Frankfurt. It, I mean, because it was just so sad.
What we did? Germans, you mean?
No, when we went to Frankfurt.
When we liberated.
When Amy and I went to Frankfurt. Oh, okay. What we did. Right. Doing that. So that was, yes. And on that note, Amsterdam.
Oh.
Because.
Red light?
No, not the red light district. But because I want to go to Anne Frank's house.
Oh, okay.
Like another World War II thing. I'm just that fascinated in it.
Avalanche, you were right. Number one seed. Beat by the Kraken, the wild card one.
Yep, exactly. On the same damn night.
Which is just, that's bad. Wild card.
Mm-hmm.
Same as, did Boston got beat by wild card?
By Philly.
Two? Oh, wait.
Did they lose to, yeah, they lost to the Flyers. Ooh, no I do way. Believe they lost to no, the
they
Flyers.
They lost to the Panthers. Wild card two, the Boston Bruins.
Lost to the Panthers. I knew it started, okay.
Florida Panthers. So they were the second.
Carolina, yeah, they wouldn't have lost to the
Carolina. That's the bottom.
Yeah. So, but
that's, we had to have a play-in so more teams get, oh, my Winnipeg Jets got creamed by the number one team. Now, how are the Golden Knights number one?
They're
number one and they're, no because they don't change it.
Because Colorado was number one in all of the West.
What it is.
Golden Knights are number one in their division.
Division.
We were number one in our conference.
Okay.
So that is why.
All right, so they are doing. Yeah,
I hate
see,
the
that's
Knights.
The bracket.
I,
Golden Knights, man. I mean, they're an expansion team.
Not for years.
Are
now.
Winning?
Not for years now.
How are they not for years? They've only been out. If you're out less about than five
it's
years,
been about 5-6 years.
I don't even think it's that long.
I
it's,
don't know. We'll look it up. Yeah,
it's an expansion team. But they make it now in sports where expansion teams
look
aren't.
At the Kraken. This is their second year, and they were 48-24.
I think what they do now is they make sure teams can compete right off the bat.
Yeah. Well, you think about it. They have.
You can pick all the players.
And they have a really good goalie. And he was with the Avalanche last year.
Did they pick him?
Yeah.
Scooped him up? Draft?
Or 2 years ago, not last year. No. I'm going to go get one of those kind. Keep going. I'm listening.
Yeah.
And I think you can hear me, right?
Did you do your. Oh, yeah. Okay. So mine's London. And here's my reason.
Oh, you don't need a reason. That's fine.
Yeah, I do. You're going to hate the reason, but maybe not hate it, but think, wow, you're going to London, which is actually quite close. Was 7 hour flight? Six?
6 hours, I think.
Maybe.
Texas, yes.
And then we gain that back going there. So, cause they're 6 hours ahead. Anyhow, to see, there's a cover band there that I love. I'm fans of theirs on, Facebook and YouTube, Aviators, and they spell it AVI80RS.
What kind of cover?
They are an acoustic band, a guy on acoustic guitar, a guy on bass, and a drummer, and they play a lot of the same things I play, but it's that I would love to have a band like that, you know, with all acoustic instruments. And yeah, and I'd like to get back to playing bass. Yeah, I haven't played in a while.
I could pick it up and we could do
Yeah, you right? could. And I mean, Kelly could play keyboard. And
Amy could sing. I've talked to Amy about that.
And what's her head? Charisse could play drums. But yeah, is this going to happen? And Dwayne wants to learn guitar. Man, can you see that? I had
what
an idea. I had an idea with some friends and they're, you know.
No, this is good.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's hardly a bad kind bar. I don't think I've had a bad one. I've had some that are too crunchy for my teeth. But yeah.
All kinds.
And they're all over 60 on the Kroger gives you the new nutrient value.
Yeah.
Because I got some Lara bars. I got a Kroger pickup. Lara bars.
Oh, yes. Those things.
Yeah. I don't like protein bars.
Labia.
That's eating dirt to me, and I'm just not going to do it. I had some Clif protein bars. I gave them to Kelly. I said, give them to a friend. She goes, I'll take them to work. I don't even think she liked them, but that was like eating dirt. Now, I've had Clif bars that are great. I can't find out which one. Jeff gave me one at his house. We were having practice, and I'm like, I don't feel right. You know, glycemic, whatever.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
And so he gave me one. That's one of my favorite kind bars.
That's good.
That cherry, dark chocolate, cherry cashew is what we're talking. That's a free plug for you, kind bars.
Yeah.
So the Lara bars, I ordered three different types because they got a sale. You order three, you get $2 off each box. That's when you got to jump on it because these things are expensive. Both of these are.
Oh, I know.
And the RX bars are even more expensive and you get less in the package.
I agree. Yes.
Anyhow, I sat there. I had my chocolate and peanut butter and almond, and they're all like 50 and 60 on the nutrient thing. And I got to do better. So I switched them to blueberry and, you know, the fruit ones.
Yeah.
And they're all in the 70s on the nutrient thing. You want to be high and in that green, and the 70s are in the green. So
I don't want to be high anymore. I gave that up a long time ago. I'm just saying high was good.
You like being high?
Yeah. Now when you get, not when I get high, it's just boring. I sit there and go, blah.
Yeah.
And it's no fun anymore.
LSD is probably the way to go now.
That used to be my drug of choice.
But you need someone, a spotter, someone who won't let you leave the house and get in your car, because you don't know what you're doing on that stuff.
Oh, yeah, you do. I'm afraid I
wouldn't know.
Oh, I knew everything I was doing. So, you get a second, because you've only said three so far.
No. I'm down. I've done four, so I can do my number one, and then it's your two, your last two.
How many?
You've done three.
Yes, you're right.
I think. Well, we'll figure it out when you go back to the list.
Calgary,
Toronto,
Australia,
and Poland.
Yes.
Key West.
Too hot. Too humid.
Humid? It's Florida.
I mean, too many bathing suits.
Not enough bikinis. I'd like to try it because I might want to live there someday. I don't know.
Well,
you know, funds, if the funds come. But I'll tell you what, I think if I could afford to live in Key West, I could absolutely afford more in Bonaire, and that's where I'd go.
Well, if you can afford to live in Key West, we takes have just a as much long bigger place to do this damn podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. What was this? This ain't a problem. This is nice.
Yeah, it's not
we
bad.
Got a studio.
We do. This is honestly anywhere in the Gulf Coast. Anywhere in the Gulf, because I love Orange Beach. I love Destin. It's just, which is funny that I just said Key West in bathing suits.
You could live there if you were a panhandler.
There's just something about, I mean, yes, it's.
That's human too.
Yeah, but. Yeah,
anywhere
but.
Florida.
Yeah, but. What?
Who's on first? What's on second?
Have I said so?
You haven't. Have you been working on it?
Yeah. Well, what
wow,
am I
now you're
Where
done.
Was I? Now no, you're I'm over. Totally fucked.
Have you, have
Wait,
you been
I'm
working
sorry.
On it?
I'm. Beep. Beep. I haven't.
You haven't been working
no,
on it?
No, but I don't know.
Maybe up subconsciously, yeah, subconsciously, you're I got to stop saying that so much.
Right? Yeah. But.
Hole. All right. Panhandle. Destin.
Yeah. Okay. So now I have one more.
Yes.
And it is Breckenridge, Colorado.
Ah, why there?
Because I was there back in the 70s and skied, and I loved it because.
You know, things don't look the same from when you were a kid.
I know they don't. I don't care. But Breckenridge is. They have good beer, too.
Oh, I remember that being 10. Remember no, my that, first beer.
But I loved it because you can go skiing, and then you can go in a hot tub and swimming afterwards. It was a great, yeah, most people say Aspen.
Well, you have
I'd
fun skiing. I'll meet you in the hot tub. We need a big hot tub.
I am not going to.
Gotta have the ladies.
Yeah, so literally.
Our ladies.
I think Breckenridge, call out to the people in Colorado, which might, I think either my mom or dad or maybe my sister listen to it. We have one
out there,
Golden, Colorado.
Oh, Golden.
Yeah. Because silence is golden.
Do they work at Coors? Is that where that's?
No, my sister used to.
Golden, Colorado.
She used to go, and she got to go over to Japan and stuff. Now she doesn't. I mean, but yeah. But my parents actually both worked at IBM. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, for all their lives until they retired.
Wow.
So that's
hard to do nowadays.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so. You got a joke? I already started off with a joke. I started this whole thing off with a joke. Okay, so I'm just going to open up this book.
Oh, you're just going to randomly?
Yeah, I already said one at the beginning.
Yeah, true.
Oh, this is one I wanted to say.
Well, then it works out.
What do you call a horse that moves around a lot?
Well, that's appropriate with the Kentucky Derby coming up.
I know.
What do you call a horse that moves around a lot? I don't know. I got no guess.
Unstable.
Oh.
Say what?
I hit the wrong damn. I meant this one.
No, you didn't mean that.
No, I didn't mean that one either.
You meant that one.
Yes, that's the one. I don't know what I mean. All right.
Here's mine.
I'm listening.
What do Alexander the Great and Winnie the Pooh have in common?
They both have the in the middle of their names.
Same middle name.
Yeah, same middle name.
Have you heard that one before?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
I come up with some of these in my head.
Yeah. You doing another one?
Yeah.
Bonus plan, no charge, people.
Yeah.
No extra charge. After he proofreads it.
Well, because
whoa.
We were talking. Okay, I had one
for I'm making sure this is the one I actually wanted to do.
You got the trash over
there. I got it right there.
Thank you.
I missed the fucking trash. Bleeped trash.
I missed the bleep.
So we talked about horses, you know, in the Kentucky Derby.
Talk about.
So, excuse me. So I did that joke. And we just talked about the NHL. So I'm going to do a hockey joke.
Well, let's have it.
Get the puck out of here. No, I'm just kidding. How many NHL players can jump higher than a crossbar?
A crossbar?
Yeah.
None.
Is that the word? Yeah, crossbar.
None. That's my guess.
None? They all can. A crossbar can't jump.
Oh.
Thank you very much. I'm here every Sunday.
Wednesday. Thursday, or Thursday. Wednesday.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever day. I'm here every time we record.
Yeah, every time I'm here, I'm here.
Every time we record.
So do you have any others? Nope. All right. I got to press the right button.
Yay. Book time.
Book. Yeah. I have millions.
Just give me one. Go first.
Okay.
You got to look it up?
Well, because remember, I save all of these.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I don't.
You should be ready with one, though.
I do. And this is the one. I sent you one, but I don't want to do that one.
I got to edit all this out. Thanks.
No, I don't think you should
edit it. Now we have to keep a Leetu, which is very expensive, and I hate it.
Why do we have to keep a Leetu?
It's the editing. Oh. It's easy to edit.
Fuck.
Yeah. Beep.
Wow.
So,
this is why we need to make money.
Yeah.
I mean,
we need some emails too.
We got one.
What?
From our friend.
Way to bury the lead. Oh, Charisse.
Yeah, so that doesn't count.
Oh, okay.
But I texted her back and said, we got it. Thank you.
Oh, cool.
But yes, so remember what that is. It's tangent.
Yeah, remember what that is. Good one.
I can't remember. Tangent Station Podcast at Jamel.
Jamel. Welcome, Jamel.
Okay, so you go ahead. Talk about your book.
My book is called Images You Should Not Masturbate To. Paperback, illustrated.
You always come up with weird ones.
That's the point.
Okay.
February 1st, 2011. It is 1095 and 80 pages.
Only 80?
Choking the chicken, spanking the monkey, airing the orchid, whatever you call it. None of the images in this book will encourage the gentle art of self-pleasure. This deceptively simple and strangely addictive book presents a laugh-out-loud collection of random pictures, virtually guaranteed to dampen the urge of even the strongest libido. I hope they make this in a coffee table version, because you see you come over and it's...
Maybe they'll make
images you shouldn't masturbate to.
Maybe it'll be a movie.
Yeah. I've seen some movies that I can't masturbate to.
Like She's All That.
No, that was a good one.
What about Mary?
Rachel Lee Cook in that red dress? Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. Wait.
I'm talking about the original, not He's All That.
Oh, not He's All That. But Rachel Lee Cook was the mother in that one.
That's fine.
Yeah.
And I still like her.
Okay. So.
What's yours? There you go.
Fudge my duck.
Fudge my duck. Buck Futt. Nice to meet you.
So.
Fudge McDuck. Dude, and Buck
see, now,
Futt.
Now it's gone. Now. Yeah. So the book.
That one's all right. It's when you use it as a lost leader. So, and then you wait.
Anyways, ha.
Perfect.
The name. This is actually a national bestseller. I don't know what nation. I mean, nation.
Well, mine was a national masturbator. I don't know. That makes no sense.
I like that one. Same. Okay. So the book here is called People I Want to Punch in the Throat.
Oh.
It's a national bestseller by Jen Mann.
And on page one is Donald Trump.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
No, I'm not good enough because those who voted for Donald Trump, I don't want to turn you off, but.
Well, then leave your shirt on. Wait, I don't like this shirt either.
Okay. Here's what it says, and then I'll read a little excerpt. National bestseller, a debut collection of witty, biting essays laced with a surprising warmth from this lady, Jen Mann. The writer behind the popular, she also has a blog called People I Want to Punch in the Throat. So, book and a dog.
A book and a blog?
Not a dog.
You said dog, didn't you?
I did.
A book and a blog.
So, here we go. Okay. Jen Mann doesn't have a filter, which sometimes gets in her trouble with her neighbors, her fellow PTA moms, and the one woman who tried to sell her sex toys at a home shopping party. Known for her hilarious, acerbic observations of her blog, People I Want to Punch in the Throat, Man now brings her sharp wit to bear the suburban life, marriage, and motherhood, and laugh out loud collection of essays. So this kind of reminds me, I picked this one because I love Irma Bombeck, and it kind of reminds me of along that line.
Yeah, I like Irma Bombeck.
So call out to Irma Bombeck.
Cool.
In Arizona.
I like
if
it.
If she is.
Irma Bombeck?
Yeah, she's still
long
in Arizona.
Gone.
She died?
Long
no. Oh, my
20
God.
20 years or more.
No.
Yeah, she's been gone a long time, I think.
Oh, my God, look. Immediately, I barely said it, and there she is.
Yeah.
Wow, 96. Oof.
Yeah, I knew she'd been gone a while.
Because she's Ohioan. She's from Bell Bottoms. I mean, Bellbrook.
Bellbrook,
Ohio. And she,
I don't know. It's a big state.
She died in San Francisco, California. So, okay.
You didn't know that.
I didn't. That really.
Now you're.
No,
now you
sad.
Get to experience.
No, just brought it down a boink.
Sorry.
A point.
Sorry, a point.
A boink.
What's your point?
What's your boink? Up and down and up and down.
Oh, not the point at the top of your head.
Oh, gotcha.
All right. You think we derailed him enough?
I don't think so.
You don't?
No, I didn't do it good enough.
Why?
I don't know. I just wanted to be different. I'm always saying, yes, we did.
Stop sitting in the caboose.
Choo-choo.
People will hear you more if you're in the...
I wish I could remember that joke
in the
before we let him go. I wish I could remember that joke that I told you.
Well, what is it?
I don't know.
You told me the punchline.
Yeah, but I can't remember the joke.
Yeah.
And people need to write us in. Need to write us.
We'll say it again.
The punchline is, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can.
And they write us at?
At tangentstationpodcast@gmail.com.
Now have we derailed them enough?
I think we have.
Okay, great.
So, wait, where was I?
We're at the end. We made it back to the station. No thanks to you.
So, I guess I didn't derail us after all?
Join us next time you lose your train of thought. Listen, ride, repeat.
Okay, listen, ride, repeat.